Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Tropical forests are among the most species-rich ecosystems on the planet, but it's often hard to see just what lives among those thick green leaves. Mitchell Aid, associate professor of biology at the University of Puerto Rico, explains how computers are peeking beneath the forest canopy by listening.
To understand the impacts of deforestation and climate change, we need reliable long-term data on the fauna from around the world. Traditional sampling methodologies, sending biologists to the field, is expensive and often results in limited data sets because it is impossible to maintain biologists in the field 24 hours a day throughout the year. To address this challenge, our group of computer scientists and biologists have developed a system that will make it much easier to monitor biodiversity. We do this by listening to the sounds of the forest. With funding from the National Science Foundation, we developed hardware and software to collect, process, and analyze audio recordings in real time. The hardware, which uses an iPod and car battery, records 144 one-minute recordings per day in remote sites and sends them in real time to a base station up to 40 kilometers away. The recordings forward to the project server, where they are processed and made available to the world through the internet in less than a minute. We tested the system with monitoring stations in Puerto Rico and Costa Rica. By automating data collection, we were quickly overwhelmed with thousands of recordings. This is where the software helps out. The web application provides users with tools to train the software to automate species identification, and it works well for birds, frogs, insects, and monkeys. We hope that the tools we have developed will allow researchers, students, managers, and the public to better understand how the threats of global change are impacting biodiversity.
That was Mitchell Aid of the University of Puerto Rico. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.